Am I confused or just naive?
Hello and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
That's me.
That is you.
It's me all over. So let's just dive right in. I'm still talking about impeachment and still talking about different ideas about what we should do about it. And you and I disagree on it.
We do. And we have other people.
Excuse me. Goodness.
Who are weighing in. Okay. Ignatz wants to know, if this isn't impeachable, what is? It's in the Constitution for a reason, and this is the reason. And old Cole says, maybe if Trump would quit going on Fox and explaining that, yeah, I did all that because I wanted to, Democrats wouldn't know he's committed federal crimes. Tweeting about how proud he is of his crimes doesn't help much either. And yes, bribery is called out in the Constitution for a reason.
Well, that's true, but is this technically bribery or not? I mean, it's extortion. There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, listen, I'm not a defender of the president. I'm a defender of the republic. I'm a defender of the idea and the ideals that hold a republic together, and that is that the majority of the people rule. And it may be a razor-thin majority now, but I'm just saying that looking back, and this is, you know, I'll preface this in all honesty by saying this may be the rantings of an old man remembering better days, but you look at the numbers and you look at how the Watergate hearings were held and how that whole thing went down, they brought the country along with them. And I think that's important. I think that's really important. It's just as important as if the Clinton impeachment was the same thing. Set the same dangerous precedent that one side wanted to get this guy and they're going to get him. Now, what Clinton did doesn't rise to the same level as, I think, extorting a foreign government to get political dirt on an opponent. But I think it's this, you could have made the case to the American people, and the idea that the American people are too stupid, too naive, they watch too much Fox News, we're going to do the right thing for them. Well, that's a dangerous, dangerous idea.
I disagree with you, because I think that he actually did do something. And Pickled Pete says, Nancy knew he wouldn't be tossed out. But to do nothing would be a dereliction of duty.
I agree with that. That's why, like the Chicago Tribune editorial board came out in favor of censure. I think censure makes the most sense. It gives the Republicans, the ones of good conscience, an out and allow them to go on record as saying, I think this was the wrong thing to do and you're going to be punished for it.
How are you punished? It's just like you get a little black mark against your name.
Well,
as impeachment.
Yeah.
If they don't actually toss you out. What's the difference then?
Because this could be bipartisan. This could potentially at least have some bipartisan support. Maybe I'm naive. I mean, that could be, I just happen to believe that you have to take things very slow and you have to bring the people with you. I was just rewatching the movie Lincoln, and that scene when he's in the basement with Thaddeus Stevenson, and he's talking about how, he uses the analogy of a compass. He says, a compass will show you due north every time. But what it won't tell you is the swamps and the gullies in the mountains between you and that point. It says, what's the good of knowing if you don't know how to navigate those mountains and deserts, then what's the good of knowing due north? That's a good line. It's a great way to, it was obviously the right way to govern. He, won a war.
Well, Christopher Shea says, Republicans worship Trump like a deity, but Democrats are bad because they can't get Republicans to turn against Trump. Seriously, Scott, how does someone hold both those opinions at the same time?
Well, I just said how you do it. You convince them. That's how
they're not convincible
now. That's not true.
They're afraid.
The arrogance of that statement. I love you and I love my Democratic friends, but the arrogance of that statement is ridiculous. You can't convince someone? Of course you can.
No, I mean, we know people who, it doesn't matter, like Trump said, he could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and people would still vote for him. And there are people who would still do that.
Yes, there were, and there always will be. There were cartoonists. It was interesting. I picked up an issue. This is salient, I promise.
Okay.
Picked up an issue of the 1975 Best Editorial Cartoons of the Year. And there were still cartoonists cartooning in favor of Nixon after he resigned.
Really?
Yes. How dare he? He was a victim of, the deep state. And I mean, they didn't use those phrases, but it was pretty much the same verbiage. You can convince people. You can, but you have to make the case. And they haven't done it.
I don't understand how he asked a foreign government and admitted to it and asked China as well. We heard him do that on the news, how that wouldn't convince people.
I agree. But I think you...
Because my opinion is, if Hillary was president and she did that, the Republicans would be leading the impeachment committee.
Of course, yeah.
And people should think that way. Would you like it if the other side did it? What would you think? Okay, if it's wrong for them, it should be wrong for you.
Yeah. That I totally agree with.
But other people apparently don't.
No, and they are. There are people who are lockstep, and you and I know some.
Yes.
And it's discouraging as hell, but you have to bring a majority of the people along with you on something like this, it seems to me, or win the damn election. And the arrogance of the Democratic Party that says, well, those people are too stupid. They're just going to reelect this guy. We're going to make the decision for them. Well, screw you. That's not how democracy works.
Well, they're not going to make a decision for you because if he's impeached, first of all, they're probably not going to, the Senate's not going to let him go. They're not going to do anything. And he won't be removed from office, but there'd still be another Republican in there who could follow some similar policies.
Yeah, well, yeah, Mike Pence has some kind of interesting ideas himself. So that would be that would be interesting.
Hmm. Well, anyway, Coffee Cup, who listens to the podcast.
Oh, hey, Coffee Cup.
Sent us an email. He says, okay, Scott, now I've got it. Trump did something wrong, and the punishment should be a crapshoot over whether he can be voted out after another year of damage. After all, he only lost by 3 million votes last time. The Democrats are all fools and have attacked this fine man in a purely political way, with no seriousness, just making stuff up. All their witnesses were political, not career public servants or Republicans. You know the Republicans are nothing but a party of Trump, but we should be able to persuade them to censor Trump, because that will convince everyone he hasn't done a good job and vote him out. Maybe he will change, knowing he'll never get another good job after he's been censored. Certainly he won't try to exact revenge on the people who voted against him, even though he's a malignant narcissist. And he put a little thing, sarcasm, in case it's necessary. And says, I'm sorry, I like you, but I feel you know nothing of Trump, the Republicans, or the procedure. For a political cartoonist, your naivete is staggering. This guy works for us. He is not guaranteed a job, and he's not doing the job in any case. He's busy making himself feel good with rallies he doesn't pay for, playing golf we pay for, and pulling dirty and criminal, literally, political tricks. Don't worry, the Senate will save his backside for you.
Well, it's not for me. I don't... God, okay. Many of those points are valid. The one that isn't valid is that I somehow support this guy, and I don't. It's been, I've done anti-Trump stuff over and over again. I don't like this president. I don't like him as a person. I don't think what he does is particularly conservative, in my view. So for my politics and for my personal aesthetic, it's not. I keep hearkening back to the validity in the structure of our republic and how it holds together. And if we have one group or another, listen, remember they were saying...
But this isn't policy. That's what they're talking about. What the Constitution wanted to do was to make sure that people didn't impeach on because they disagreed with their policy, but because he was doing something that would benefit him, not the country. Okay. Even Pence had said
that. By the way, I want to back up a long way and say to you and to the listeners and to the readers of the strip, I have never said don't impeach. I've never, ever said that.
Yeah, true.
Ever. Ever. It's important that I say that again. I have never ever said they shouldn't impeach. I'm saying they're doing it wrong. And they're going after the wrong case, by the way. There are tons of others. The emoluments, is I think he's broken that several times. He tried to do it again by having the G7 meeting at one of his crappy little things down in Florida. There are other things that are bigger, easier to understand, frankly, easier and a stronger case to make than this. I fear for the Republic because, and the Republicans are at fault for this. What they did to Clinton was wrong, although he did commit perjury, and that's obviously a breaking the law. But that was after a long, long, long witch hunt. And so, I'm, again, no fan of Clinton's either. My point is that we're now going to make impeachment commonplace, and it's going to be used as a political tool instead of what it should be, which is removing people from office. There are people of good conscience, and obviously, who wrote that last letter? I'm sorry.
Coffee Cup
writes, in good conscience, says that these were impeachable offenses and he should be removed from office. Okay, I can see your point. I absolutely can. My point may be too nuanced, I don't think it's naive. I think it's just that it's going to, you're right, it's going to go to the Senate. The Senate's going to coddle this terrible president.
Which is political.
Which is political. And they're going to, and then he's going to run around the country at his rallies and say he was exonerated. And he was, and it's not true. That's not what this was. You and I both know it. All of us know that. But his rallies won't know that. This guy could say, I could go, and the people would go nuts.
He has said that.
Well, yeah, I think that's a direct quote. My point is, I take governing more seriously than I think it's being taken.
Okay. Well, that's it then.
Okay. So that's, you know, we're going to agree. I just had a very robust text exchange with the columnist for the Chicago Tribune, liberal, correct, columnist Eric Zorn, a very good friend, and we can go through this and we can go round and round on this and still respect each other at the other end. Coffee Cup and all the others, I totally respect your opinion. Well, except for the ones where I'm naive or stupid. I'm only half of those. I think. But I do get where you're coming from, and so it's going to unfold the way it's going to unfold. I'm not going to say it is what it is, but it's going to unfold the way. We all know how this is going to go. And that was the other thing about the impeachment hearings. I want to just leave it on this. When the impeachment hearings started, did anyone anywhere think that they were going to go any other way? And what that did was it took away the judicious nature of what I think and the serious nature and the weighted nature of this process should be, and which it is not. And so, you know, I hope that come 2020 we have a good, robust campaign in the fall, and that the Democrats can nominate someone who's not, doesn't suck on fingers. Did you see that picture?
No.
Oh, God. Jill, I just got to leave on this because it's too weird. Jill Biden was talking, and Joe was behind her, and she kind of waved her hands behind her and held it out as a gesture. And he leaned over and sucked on her finger.
Oh, I saw the picture, but I thought maybe she just threw his... I didn't read this. She just actually accidentally put her hand in his mouth.
No, apparently he sucked on her finger.
Well, I guess they have a sexy relationship. If you think that's sexy, which I don't.
Let's leave on.
Can you cancel that? No.
Yeah.
Edit that out, Brian.
Sexy Joe. No, don't. Sexy Joe Biden. That's the ticket to the White House right there, folks. Anyway, we can talk about the other candidates later, but as things stand going forward, you know, obviously impeachment all the time, 24/7. It's been ridiculous. I mean, Janine, you said this before any of this happened, like the first couple of weeks of the Trump administration, you said you've never thought of the president as much as you thought about him.
Right. Every day you think about him. Damn.
Yeah, he just imposes himself into your life every day. It will be a good thing when he's gone, quite frankly. And so, anywho, that's about it from here. Thank you, Janine.
You're welcome.
Thank you for loving me anyway. And not sucking my finger in public.
Let's just drop that whole subject.
And thank you to our wonderful producer, Brian Altimer, and thank you WGN and WGN Plus for posting our podcast. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, please feel free to do so by going to gocomics.com/PricklyCity. That's gocomics.com/PricklyCity. Register if you haven't done so already. It's free, and it's actually a really good value. I mean, it's a great value. It's free, but you get a bunch of neat stuff. And you can follow me and others of your favorite comics, other favorite comic strips. And you can even leave a comment on the webpage, and maybe we'll read it here on the podcast. And if you want to contact us directly, please feel free to do so by emailing us at pricklycity@gmail.com. That's pricklycity@gmail. Oh, we just got an email. That's nice. pricklycity@gmail.com. And lastly, not least, thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Until next week, we'll see you in the funny papers.